If a woman has fallen out of love with you and left, there is usually only one single correct action that will actually help. But to understand why, we have to look at the biology beneath the surface. When a woman tells you why she is leaving, she might list 1,000 reasons. She might say you changed, or that she needs space, or that the spark is gone. None of these are the real truth. The biological reality is much simpler. It is a critically low level of dopamine. To understand this, let's look at a fascinating study involving monkeys that explains exactly what is happening to you right now. In this experiment, scientists initially gave monkeys spinach as a reward for completing tasks. Spinach was fine, the monkeys ate it, and their brains produced a normal amount of dopamine. But then, the scientists switched the reward to fruit juice. Juice is sweet, it has glucose, and it is a much higher value reward. When the monkeys tasted the juice, their dopamine levels spiked. They were ecstatic. But here's the incredible part. After about 2 weeks of getting this high-value juice every single day, the effect completely vanished. The scientists noticed that the juice no longer worked as a reward. The monkeys would still drink it, but they were indifferent. They weren't willing to work for it anymore. It became just noise in the background. The joy was gone. This is extremely similar to what happens in human relationships. Replace the word juice with signs of love. Remember how she reacted to the first bouquet of flowers you gave her, or the first time you surprised her? She was likely overwhelmed with emotion, hugging you, jumping with joy, but later in the relationship, you probably invested even more, buying more expensive gifts and giving more attention, but you never got that same reaction again. Her brain had simply built up a tolerance. This leads to a dangerous misconception about love. Most people, about 95%, believe that love is that overwhelming desire to do something for a person. That feeling of, I must buy her flowers, or I need to see her right now. But that isn't love. That is just a chemical rush. True love is actually a decision. It is when you don't necessarily feel the burning desire to do something, but you do it anyway because you have decided to be with this person and be faithful to them. Unfortunately, most people chase the chemical high, and when the dopamine drops, they think the love is dead. They are completely blind to the deeper psychological currents at play. This specific disconnect is something I explore extensively in my course, What Women Actually Want, because understanding her true desires is the only way to stop navigating in the dark. But the experiment didn't end there, and this is the most important part for your situation. When the scientists stopped giving the juice and tried to go back to spinach, the monkeys didn't just accept it. They flew into a rage. They started breaking things, screaming, and throwing the spinach back at the researchers. This explains why the end of a relationship is so volatile. Even though the monkeys didn't even enjoy the juice anymore, they were furious when it was taken away. This is why, right before a breakup, a woman often becomes demanding and angry. She might scream that you don't give her enough attention, even though nothing you do makes her happy. She is in a state of chemical withdrawal. And here is the trap most men fall into. When they see this anger, they try to fix it by being nicer. They try to give 2 cups of juice instead of 1. They beg, they plead, they become the perfect boyfriend. But biologically, this is a disaster. By making yourself more available, you are lowering your value even further. You are demonstrating that this juice, your affection, is cheap and requires no effort to obtain. The organism has no reason to produce dopamine for something that is thrown at it for free.
I remember experiencing this clearly in my own life long before I understood the science. When I was 18, I went on a few dates with a girl who eventually politely rejected me. I was crushed, but I didn't know how to chase her, so I just moved on. A few months later, I started seeing someone else. Because I was focused on this new girl, I completely ignored the first one. I unintentionally removed the juice. Suddenly, the dynamic flipped. The girl who had rejected me started seeking my attention. She began joking with me, then finding excuses to talk, and eventually, she was the one chasing me. I was shocked. I hadn't changed. I wasn't richer or more handsome. The only thing that changed was that I was no longer available. I had created a deficit. So if you are currently in a situation where she has lost feelings, understand you cannot talk your way out of it. You cannot negotiate attraction. If you try to force a conversation or fix things while her tolerance is this high, you will only annoy her further. The only way to reset her dopamine receptors is through distance. It takes time, weeks, or even months for the brain to reset its baseline. It is not a game, it is a biological necessity. You must allow the withdrawal to happen so that your value can be restored. If you are always there, you were never missed. And if you were never missed, you cannot be loved.